Today's scripture reading is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Finally, brothers, we ask and encourage you in the Lord Jesus to live in a way that is pleasing to God, just as you have received from us. This is how you already live, so you should do so all the more, for you know the instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. For it is God's will that you should be holy. You must abstain from sexual immorality. Each of you must know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in lustful passion like the Gentiles who do not know God. And no one should ever violate or exploit his brother in this regard, because the Lord will avenge all such acts, as we have already told you and solemnly warned you. For God has not called us to impurity, but to holiness. Anyone then who rejects this command does not reject man, but God, the very one who gives you his Holy Spirit. Now about brotherly love, you do not need anyone to write to you, because you yourselves have been taught by God to love one another. And you are indeed showing this love to all the brothers throughout Macedonia. But we urge you, brothers, to excel more and more, and to aspire to live quietly, to attend to your own matters, and to work with your own hands, as we instructed you. Then you will behave properly toward outsiders, without being dependent on anyone. Brothers, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you will not grieve like the rest, who are without hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, we also believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. By the word of the Lord, we declare to you that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will be the first to rise. After that, we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. This is God's word. Death is always an unpleasant topic. It is unpleasant to think about your own death, and it is sad and difficult when others we know and love die. Because I'm a pastor, I have attended more funerals than the average person. Funerals for godly believers can be worshipful and even uplifting in some ways, but they are never joyful. God did not create us to die, so the irreparable separation that death brings is always difficult, even when you know your loved one is in heaven. Here in 1 Thessalonians 4, Paul offers words of comfort to the Thessalonians and to us about the dead. Paul's reason for writing these words was to give them hope even in their grief. According to verse 13, he said, "So that you will not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope." Yes, even Christians grieve, but our grief is not the grief of complete loss. Christ gives us hope, even in the most tragic and unexpected death of a believer, because of his resurrection from the dead. Our passage says, "For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him." We read that in verse 14. That verse reminds us that, although Christ did not immediately end death with his resurrection, he did break its power over humanity. The phrase "God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him" in verse 14 reminds us that the spirits of those who die continue to exist. Christ will bring them with him when he returns, because they are with him now. In verses 15 through 17, Paul described how the process of the resurrection will happen. There will be believers who are still alive, who are left on earth when Jesus returns, according to those verses. But their gathering to Christ will not precede the resurrection of those who are dead in Christ. Instead, according to verse 16, the dead in Christ will rise first. Christ will bring their spirits with him to earth. And after his trumpet and loud command, their living spirits will be reunited with their dead bodies in resurrection. Once that resurrection has occurred, those in Christ who are still alive will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, according to verse 17. The result of this rapture is, "So we will be with the Lord forever." That is the end game of discipleship, the harvest of new life in Jesus Christ. After living by faith on this earth, we will be rewarded with an eternity with Jesus. Christians have debated when this event will occur in relationship to other events prophesied in Scripture. The point of this passage is not to lay out a prophetic timeline of all that the Lord has promised to do in the future. It is instead to encourage one another with these words. Death is always unpleasant. It's always sad. It's always accompanied with grief. Yet in Christ, we have the hope of a perfect resurrection, followed by an eternity with Jesus. Here's something to hold on to in faith, despite whatever fears you have about death, or whatever trials and struggles you face today. If you die before Jesus returns, you'll be with him and return with him when he comes. If you live until his return, you will be gathered in the air with him and with all those who died in him. Hold this hope in your heart and live today like eternity is the only thing that matters, because it is. And I hope that encourages you today. May God bless you. We'll see you next time.